My name is Travis Montgomery, a minister for AME Zion Church. And teaching today is pay attention. So let me open up with prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to come before your people and share what thus says the Lord. A word that will hopefully penetrate into their hearts and be on their minds to help them understand that the most important thing for us to do is to pay attention to your word and to apply it in our life. I'd like to thank Minister Mel for inviting me back. I'd like to thank you for opening up your homes, your cars, or your office to listen. And may God add a blessing to you in your life, and may you bear much, much success. In Jesus' name, amen. We are reminded throughout our lives to pay attention to our spouse, children, parents, teachers, employers, and so on. The Bible also emphasizes the importance of paying attention. In this teaching, we are going to see what we are and are not to pay attention to and why it matters. There are four things I would like to briefly talk with you today about things we should pay attention to. One, to what we have heard. Hebrews 2 verse 1 says, therefore, we must pay much closer attention to what we have heard, lest we drift away from it. What we have heard in this context does not necessarily mean what we were taught growing up. Instead, it is about what has been revealed by the apostles from Jesus. Anyone who teaches something contrary to that which was revealed to them, Galatians 1:8-9 says, need to be accursed or should be accursed. Therefore, the message should not change and is not going to change from me. So, we are to pay much close attention to it and grow spiritually, progressing from the pure milk of the word to the solid food for the mature. This is what we are told in 1 Peter 2:2 and Hebrews 5:13-14. Second point we must pay attention to is the revelation of Christ. In 2 Peter 1:19, it says, and we have something more sure, the prophetic word, to which we will do well to pay attention as to a lamp shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. Peter was referring to the prophecies that pointed to Christ. We not only have the prophecies, we also have their fulfillment in Christ. Jesus affirmed that all the things which are written about him in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled. And they was fulfilled. We find that in Luke 24:43-46. As a lamp shining in a dark place, these prophecies reveal the mystery that was otherwise unknowable, but have been revealed by the Spirit, says 1 Corinthians 2:11-12. The third point, we must pay attention to ourselves. In 1 Timothy 4:16, it says, keep a close watch on yourself and on the teaching. Persist in this, for by so doing, you will save both yourself and your hearer. This is about our conduct and our standing before God. Paul told the Corinthians in 2 Corinthians 13:5, examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. That is something that we need to do today. Examine ourselves to make sure that our conduct lines up with what God has revealed to his son, to the apostles, to the early church, to us. For we will all appear before the judgment seat of Christ one day, so that each one of us may receive what is due for what he has done in the body, whether good or evil, says 2 Corinthians 5:10. We do not want to be surprised on that day and find out that we have not been serving the Lord as faithfully as we should have. Remember Jesus speaking to the people in Matthew 7, verses 22 and 23, when they came before him and said, "Lord, Lord, haven't we cast out demons in your name and performed miracles?" And Jesus said to them, "Depart from me, I knew you not, you workers of iniquity." Because they was doing these things to bring glory to themselves and not with the right spirit. The fourth thing we need to pay attention to is our teaching. Pay close attention to yourself and to your teaching. Preserve in these things, for as you do this, you will ensure salvation both for yourself and for those who hear you. These are the things that we teach to others. Whenever we speak on spiritual matters, those things that have been revealed in the Bible, we have an obligation to speak as the oracles of God, says Peter in 1 Peter 4:11. Paul told Timothy, retain the standard of sound words or doctrine, which you have heard from me in the faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. 2 Timothy 1:13. As we have noticed earlier, we must not teach anything contrary to the gospel that was revealed to God, to Jesus, to his disciples, on down to us. Now, there are five things that we should not pay attention to. And the first one is myths. 1 Timothy 1:4 and Titus 1:14 says, Pay no attention to myths, which give rise to mere speculation, rather than furthering the administration of God, which is by faith. Myths are typically not true, but are carefully crafted in order to make a point. Peter wrote, "For we did not follow cleverly devised myths when we made known to you the power in the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses to his majestic." 2 Peter 1:16. We need to avoid such myths because we are to follow the truth, not just anything that sounds good. Paul warned of false teachers who would deceive others by their smooth and flattering speech. That's in Romans 16, 17, and 18. Now, just because something sounds good does not mean it is right. The second point that we should not pay attention to is endless genealogy, nor pay attention to endless genealogy, which give rise to mere speculation, rather than furthering the administration of God, which is by faith. Paul was not referring to the inspired genealogy found in Matthew 1:1-17 or Luke 3:23-38. Instead, he was talking about records that go on indefinitely for no purpose. He said they are to be avoided because they were unprovable, just speculations, and ultimately meaningless. John the Baptist rebuked the Pharisees and the Sadducees who would have trusted in their endless genealogy when he said, "Do not suppose that you can say to yourselves, We are Abraham. We have Abraham for our father. For I say to you that from these stones, God is able to raise up children to Abraham. That's in Matthew 3:9. Paul explained to the Galatians that regardless of whether we are Jews or Gentiles, if we belong to Christ, we are Abraham's descendants, heirs, according to the promise. That's in Galatians 3:28 and 29. Our physical lineage does not impact our standing before God. That's very important. Let me say that again. Our physical lineage does not impact our standing before God. The 13th thing not to pay attention to is deceitful spirits. Now, the Spirit explicitly says that in later times, some will depart from the faith, paying attention to deceitful spirits and teachings of demons. That's found in 1 Timothy 4:1. These are those who will lead us away from the faith through deception. Paul warned, for such men are false apostles, deceitful workers, disguising themselves as apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. So it is no surprise if his servants also disguises themselves as servants of righteousness. Their end will correspond to their deeds. 2 Corinthians 11:13-14. While God is not fooled by these false teachers, many people are. We need to avoid them because they can cause us to fall away from the faith, which means we will be lost. We must be faithful unto death and hold fast the beginning of our assurance firm until the end if we want to be saved. That's found in Revelation 2:10 and Hebrews 3:14. We are not supposed to allow anything to take us off track from that which has been revealed to us from God to Jesus to his apostles. And then down to us, which is Christ died, was born, died, and resurrected and ascended and sitting at the right hand of the Father. That's truth. The fourth thing we shouldn't pay attention to is doctrines of demons. Now, the Spirit explicitly says that in later times, some will depart from the faith, paying attention to doctrines of demons. These are teachings that contradict the doctrine of Christ. In giving the Great Commission, Jesus told his disciples, "Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you." That's in Matthew 28:19-20. We are to obey the Lord's commandments, but those who promote the doctrines of demons want us to follow something different. We must avoid them because they will cause us to lose our fellowship with God. John warned us about this in 2 John 9:9. Anyone who goes too far and does not abide in the teachings of Christ does not have God. The one who abides in the teaching, he has both the Father and the Son. Praise God. Hallelujah. Having or not having God is about fellowship. By following teachings that contradict the gospel, we no longer have fellowship with God. The fifth point of what not to pay attention to, the commandments of men. Not paying attention to Jewish myths and the commandments of people who turn away from the truth, Titus 1:14. This was a warning against following man-made rules in the realm of religion. This was like the Pharisees and the scribes who criticized Jesus' disciples for breaking the tradition of the elders by not washing their hands before they ate bread. That's in Matthew 15:2. These man-made rules need to be avoided because following them does not help our service to God. Paul describes such rules as having the appearance of wisdom in promoting self-made religion, but were of no value in stopping the indulgence of the flesh. That's in Colossians 2:23. In quoting the prophet Isaiah, Jesus plainly said, "In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of man." Matthew 15:9. No matter how much these rules may appear to make sense to us, following them as a matter of faith is actually detrimental to our fellowship with God. Now, why all of this matters? There's 4 points I'm going to point out about why all this matter. 1, why this matter? Our attention affects our direction. Our attention affects our direction. 1 Timothy 4:1, if we pay attention to deceitful spirits and doctrines of demons, we will fall away from the faith. Hebrews 2:1, if we do not pay attention to what we have heard in the gospel, we will drift away from it. Matthew 7:13-14, Jesus said that we are to follow the straight and narrow path. Philippians 3:14, Paul emphasized the need for us to press on towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. We cannot stay on the right path and reach our goal if we are not paying attention to the direction we are going. The second point why this matters: our attention affects our understanding. 2 Peter 1:19. Peter said we are to pay attention to the word because it is as a lamp shining in a dark place. In other words, we can gain enlightenment and understanding as we pay attention to the inspired word of God. Paul said we are to understand what the will of the Lord is, Ephesians 5:17. The only way we can do this is by giving attention to the study of the Bible. This is why he told Timothy, do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth. Third point, our attention affects our service to God. When Paul warned about paying attention to myths and endless genealogy, he said that doing so would hinder our ability to help in furthering the administration of God, by which is by faith. This is about building up and contributing to the work of God. Paul admonishes the brothers in Corinth, therefore, my brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. As members of the church, the work of each one of us causes the growth of the body for the building up of itself in love. We have to pay attention to the right things in order to serve God as he wants us to serve him. The last point, our attention affects our salvation and that of others. Paul told Timothy, keep a close watch on yourself and on the teaching. Persist in this. By doing so, you will save both yourself and your hearer. The gospel is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes. And Jesus is to all those who obey him the source of eternal salvation. We must believe and obey the gospel to be saved. Therefore, we need to pay attention to what it teaches and instruct us to do so. With that, I close. If we understand that our eternal destiny is important, then we need to pay attention to what the Word of God says. By paying attention to ourselves to make sure we live up to His standard, and avoid being distracted by those things that are contrary to God's will. Let us always be willing to take time to consider whether our focus is where it needs to be. Pay attention. May God bless you, and thank you for listening. Amen.